This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Sometimes economics turns conventional wisdom on its head. Exhibit A today, carbon and its profit potential. Fighting climate change is usually taken to mean keeping as much carbon as possible out of the atmosphere. But there is another way, as Marketplace's Jed Kim reports now from the Sustainability Desk.
The carbon that comes out of factories, out of coal plants, out of our cars' tailpipes, it's all looked at as a waste product that has to be dealt with. Some companies, though, are spinning that waste carbon into, well, not quite gold.
We take an inexpensive precursor material and we coat it like a pearl.
Brent Constance is CEO of Blue Planet, and the coating he's talking about is calcium carbonate, limestone. They take the carbon dioxide that factories collect, that would otherwise vent out of smokestacks, run it through tiny nanotubes in their machine, and convert it into carbonate. The longer they run the process, the thicker the coating of limestone that builds up, and the bigger the rock. He shows me a drum of whitish rocks his company has made. And while they're not pearls, they can fetch a good price.
Material comes in for a couple dollars a ton, and then we coat it, and then it actually goes out for between $70 and $100 a ton.
These rocks will be used to make concrete, and that's where the biggest environmental value lies. Locking carbon away in bridges, sidewalks, buildings.
Every yard of concrete that we make, it's about a half a ton of CO2 sequestered per yard.
Blue Planet is developing units that factories and power plants can use to turn their carbon into a money stream of rocks for concrete. So far, Constance says they've got contracts in California, Canada, and Mexico. About 2 hours north, depending on traffic, in a lab on the UC Berkeley campus, the young tech company Opus 12 is sciencing something else out of carbon dioxide.
This is running right now. Do you have any idea what it's producing?
I don't actually know. I have to go ask.
Kendra Kuhl is a co-founder of the company. In front of her is the toaster-sized prototype they've developed. That she doesn't know what it's making is actually a testament to its potential. Depending on which of their membranes they've installed, the device can make a lot of different useful chemicals out of CO2 and water.
Essentially, exactly what a plant does, right? You take carbon dioxide in a plant and you make sugars. Instead of sugar, we're making a range of different compounds.
Things like acetone, methane, carbon monoxide. Compounds that are useful in manufacturing or pharmaceutical making. Compounds that normally have to be bought.
It actually ends up being, depending on the market volume, fairly high value. And so we can make a large profit margin.
What Opus 12 and Blue Planet are doing is shifting carbon from waste into commodity. If this kind of push succeeds, it could even drive carbon harvesting. Rather than simply reducing how much carbon goes into the sky, industry could begin pulling out what's already there. Noah Deitch is the executive director of the Center for Carbon Removal, which works to grow the entire field of carbon capture. He says technological solutions are still in the early stages.
It's stuck in a chicken and egg situation today, where there aren't markets to support it, and so there hasn't been a lot of industry investment. As a result, there aren't a lot of technologies that you can go point to and say, hey, we should do a lot more of that.
Deitch is concerned that kind of push might not happen under the Trump administration. He says he's already seeing a lull in progress as investors wait to see what environmental rules will still apply. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.